Era News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A surprise from Donald Trump was no surprise, at least for prominent Washington, D.C. journalist Ben Domenech this week. He's applauding a number of Trump cabinet nominations, including the unusual selection of combat veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth for defense secretary.
It's out of left field for some people in Washington who are used to the traditional approach. But I think that we were going to always get some roll of the dice picks from Donald Trump.
Domenech interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, as was Florida Senator Rick Scott. He says it's time to challenge the assumption the country needs to be run by departments administered at the federal level.
If they want to run everything, why do we have our states? I believe in states' rights. I believe our governors and their legislatures ought to be responsible for education and so many things that the federal government has gotten involved in.
Senator Scott believes it's time to consider abolishing a number of federal agencies, including the Department of Education. Leaders of Pacific Rim countries, including the U.S. and China, have gathered in Peru for an Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. The BBC's Mickey Bristow reports that China's already expressing opposition to President-elect Trump's proposed tariffs.
Speaking at the APEC summit in Peru, the Chinese leader Xi Jinping said the world faced turbulence and transformation. He warned against unilateralism and protectionism. Mr. Trump has promised to levy tariffs of at least 60% on Chinese imports, a serious threat to China's economy.
That is BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, is accusing Moody's rating service of bias after it downgraded the Mexican government's debt outlook to negative. Moody's said newly approved laws in Mexico could weaken that country's judiciary branch and therefore its checks and balances. It also cites the country's growing government debt as posing a risk and the likelihood of a bailout for the indebted state-owned oil company Pemex. This is SRN News. The first shots have been fired in the annual Christmas wars in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A gay in a manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threatened to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple here in the U.S. made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half the population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or a fallen angel. This is SRN News. Melania Trump opted not to go to the White House this past week when her husband returned for a visit.
When President-elect Trump arrived at the White House for his post-election Oval Office meeting, he was greeted by the President and the First Lady. However, Melania Trump did not make the trip. Jill Biden gave Trump a handwritten letter of congratulations for Mrs. Trump, which also expressed her team's readiness to assist with the transition. The president-elect expressed his gratitude for Joe Biden's promise of an orderly transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Some bleak holiday news for 1,000 General Motors employees. GM says it's trimming its global workforce to try and be more competitive. Jake Paul outlasted Iron Mike Tyson in last night's Netflix mega event. Paul won a unanimous decision. Netflix earned poor marks for some of its viewers being frustrated by streaming delays. More from SRNNews.com.